The notion was that I had that talk with all of them. As I'm telling my mother that I need to have this talk with them, she tells me that she had a dream that she was holding hands with a little baby girl. And then 2 days later, Chase comes home to visit.
Too many of my clients say that they love their kids. My guy clients that play sports always say, like, I love my kids, but if I had to do it all over again, I would not have these kids spread out like this.
Yeah.
It's just different. And it's so crazy because for so long, I did not.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't want to do Thanksgiving. I didn't want to do Christmas. Now I literally told Angela, okay, it's this week you can come over and bring the tree down.
Right.
I'm putting the tree up early. Like, I'm excited about the holidays.
So we're not going to put it up 2 days before Christmas.
No, not gonna put it 2 days before Christmas.
I'm guilty of that. Doing that all the time.
Right. He usually comes for Thanksgiving, but sometimes he may go silent.
Right.
And so you also have to respect and love people where they are.
Yeah.
You know, you have to love and respect people. Everybody's not ready to be around, and you can't get upset, even though it's hard, when a person is like, I just kind of want to be left alone today. Yeah. But just check on them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just check on them.
Welcome to episode 7 of Mamas on the Move 2.0. I am Brandy.
And I am Keisha.
And y'all, today we are going to talk about being thankful, right?
Yes.
Yes. And showing gratitude in this season. Thanksgiving is here, right? And this
right.
is a time where you normally get together with your family mm-hmm. and have a great meal. And you just get to engage in fellowship. But it's also a time where people might be grieving the loss of someone. Mm-hmm. So we also want to talk about how to show gratefulness in a season where
it's hard to find.
It's hard to find.
Sometimes you have to work harder to find joy.
Yeah.
In this season. Yeah. And everybody, you know, and the other thing, as you were saying that, it hit me that, you know, we do. We have family, we have loved ones, but everybody doesn't.
Yeah.
You know, there are some people where the holidays are very difficult. They don't have family, or they have family that they're estranged from. So we're gonna touch on a couple of things.
Yeah.
But I want to start off with talking about what we're thankful for.
Yeah.
Like, just in this season. You want to go?
Sure, I'll start.
Okay.
So family is always important, right?
Absolutely.
You know, it's always at the top of our list because we have children. You know, you have a significant other. I have a husband.
You just love with my business.
We're just dating. But baby, he's still significant to you, right?
He is significant.
So that's what I'm going to say. Because he is significant for a lot of reasons. So I'm going to give him his props, okay?
He is significant.
So, and we want him to be even more significant. So we're going to acknowledge that, right? So, yeah. So we're just thankful. I'm thankful for having a healthy family, having a good husband. But it's a really, it's something that's at the forefront for me right now.
Can
I talk about it?
Please.
Yeah, I got a grandbaby on the way. I'm about to be a grandma. And I've already decided I'm going to call myself. But I don't know, Gigi. You like Gigi?
Okay. I do.
So what are we going to call? I got to ask my mama, what is she going to be called? Because she's really a Gigi. Great grandma, right?
Yeah, she can be Nona.
She can be Nona?
Yeah.
Nona.
You know, Nona is what they call grandma in Spanish, I think. Because I want to say that's what Heather kids call her mama, Nona. Something like, but we'll confirm that. She might want to be Nana, you be Gigi. It can be. Is Gigi your preferred? Is that your first choice?
That's my first choice.
Okay, so yeah,
I have it 100%. I mean, I got a little time. She'll be here in January, but my baby Chase is having a baby, and
you manifested it.
I did. No, real talk.
Can I
tell y'all how this came to life? Me and my mother had a talk. We were like, man, this was earlier, like maybe several months ago. We were like, man, okay, let me. I had a dream about making sure that I had a conversation with them about, listen, tighten up.
Right.
Make sure you either strapping up, make sure.
Strapping up.
Make sure you strap
That's
up.
That's how you have to talk to these boys.
Or making sure they on the pill, right?
Down on Front Street.
Because we're not trying to have no accidents. And like, y'all are, you know, because my babies are, you know, well, Jane just graduated, but Chase and Dylan are both still in school.
Right.
And so, you know, timing is everything. I'm like, just stay on the path and. Because babies take away from your focus.
Yes, they're absolutely.
A huge commitment.
Yes.
So if you can avoid it while you're in school, that's the goal.
Right.
But as we know, life happens.
Life happens.
Life happens. And you have to adjust to life as it happens. So the notion was that I had that talk with all of them. And then as I'm telling my mother that I need to have this talk with them, she tells me that she had a dream that she was holding hands with a little baby girl. She was holding hands walking with a little baby girl. And I'm like,
wow.
For real? So, and then 2 days later, Chase comes home to visit him and his girlfriend, and he drops the news.
I'm like, wow.
But let's be clear. You kept saying, I know I ain't, but I really want a grandbaby. You kept saying
that. I did say that.
You was like, but none of them are ready. None of them are ready. I'm like, yeah, but you can't.
I kept saying
that. So when you told me, I was kind of like, well, baby, you manifested that baby.
I did. I really did, y'all. I stay on Instagram looking at little cute babies. Yes. I follow so many little cute babies. I'm not trying to have a baby myself. Let's be clear. We are past that season. But I do. I love babies. Mm-hmm. And I'm just excited to be in a space where I can just love on my own grandbaby. So I just can't wait. We're doing a baby shower for him. We're hosting a baby shower for him and Jordan. And man, I'm excited for Miss Milani Sky.
Oh, Milani Sky.
Milani Sky. Oh, that's what they decided her name is going to be.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I'm happy for you. Congratulations.
Thank you, girl.
I'm not ready.
I know, and listen, I was like that too.
Yeah.
Before this year, you know, where I was kind of more open to it.
I mean, I'm still sending money for him to go to Chick-fil-A, so surely he's not ready for a baby.
Right. Okay, no, I get it.
You know.
Oh, and those are conversations we've had too. Now, Chase is in a different position, you know, like he's positioned himself playing, you know, NIL opportunities have presented themselves to him.
Right.
So he's like, he's good. He's in a great space. So that's why I think I welcome it a little more.
Yeah, sure.
You know, but again, like before we got to this point, like, no, because it would have been me taking care of that.
Absolutely. But yes, if you had to take care of it financially, it would be totally different.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it. But he's like you said, he's positioned himself. But, you know, and even with that, we could be good with this one for a while, you think?
Oh, no. Trust me. Listen, we've had those conversations too.
Yeah.
You know, and I've had it with both of them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like, Chase, you know, you need to tighten up because it can happen. We know how it can happen right behind. Yep, so I've had those conversations. So, and I'm like, you know what? And I'm like, you need to, don't be around here having a whole bunch of baby mamas.
Right.
Right.
Ooh,
that's
baby.
Not. Yeah. Like you wasn't raised that way.
Too many of my clients say that they love their kids. My guy clients that play sports always say like, I love my kids, but if I had to do it all over again, I would not have these kids spread out like this.
Yeah.
It's just different.
That's just going to bring a whole lot more strain.
So you're thankful
and stress.
For Miss Milani Sky.
I'm thankful for Miss Milani Sky.
It's a blessing. She's getting ready to, you know, add to the family. Mm-hmm. And what else? What else is...
And you know, I've spent a lot of time investing in my home,
mm-hmm,
and I'm thank you. And I just love to be able to welcome my family. And I am a person that I love to cook.
Mm-hmm,
I love to see people enjoying my food.
Mm-hmm.
So I really get off. That's one good to say, get off. Not that I get off. Oh my God. I mean, I don't get off in that way, but I get fulfillment. I get fulfillment. From seeing, you know, and
watching your family enjoy and be around and eat, you know, good food and good conversation.
Yeah.
And it is a good time. Thanksgiving, I mean, and it's so crazy because for so long I did not, you know, I didn't want to do Thanksgiving. I didn't want to do Christmas. Now I literally told Angela, okay, it's this next week you can come over and bring the tree down.
Right.
I'm putting the tree up early. Like,
you're
I'm
ready.
Excited about the holidays.
So we're not going to put it up 2 days before Christmas.
No, not going to put it up 2 days before
that,
Christmas and
doing
keep
that
it
all
until
the time.
July the next
right.
year.
So yeah, so me and you both are gonna commit to that.
Yes, I'm definitely not gonna have it up.
So when you gonna put yours up?
I'm putting mine up next week. Like,
oh, that's
good. I told Angela I want him to come like this weekend, start taking stuff down and up because I'm gonna take my time.
Yeah,
you know what
I
mean? Because I have two now.
Yeah,
I went from not wanting a tree to now having two because I have a white tree that's red, which is so interesting because my friend is a Kappa.
Oh, I'm sure
so
he's gonna
love
that.
Yes. So the white tree with the red, and then I'm gonna do. And then I didn't know if I wanted to do a different color on the white and move the red to the green. I don't know, but I'm just excited about decorating and just enjoying my home. I really am.
My dog, y'all.
Beanie, like really, Beanie, he's gonna hang out the side of the bed. Like, girl, what have you done today? Beanie is tired, okay?
Beanie lives the life. If y'all don't know, well, if you follow me, you know Beanie because Beanie is a huge part of my life. Like, she's hilarious. I mean, her personality is just unreal.
And it's so funny to see you with Beanie because I remember when I had Wolfgang and I would, you know, give him spring water and just the way I babied him.
Oh, you babied that
baby.
It used to be like,
really? You're going to give him spring water? I'm like, he likes spring water. Okay. All right. You know, but you just love them. They're just part of the family.
Yo,
so
really
thankful
do.
For that. Obviously, you don't be able to cook. And are you hosting?
Yeah, I'll be hosting.
Okay, mm-hmm. You hosting Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm hoping we get to have Thanksgiving at my brother's house. He has a brand new home that he actually is building. I remember the day he called me, he fired his builder at the time because he found out he was padding stuff and basically stealing in as far as all intents and purposes. And he's called me. He said, Keith, I'm just going to build my own house. And I said, okay. Because my brother is that kind of person. Like, he can literally say something and I know he is going to accomplish it. He's going to achieve it. And it just didn't seem that foreign to me. I mean, I'm thinking to myself, okay, this is going to be a lot. Mm-hmm. But he's done it and he's almost done. And then said he didn't want a mortgage. So built it out of pocket.
I love your brother.
I mean, it's beautiful. I know you do.
Wow. he's just an inspiration.
Yeah.
Like, and he's just so noble. And to see how he is, what he has been for you during this season or several seasons, like, I mean, you couldn't ask for a better brother.
No, I couldn't.
Like, you couldn't. Bro hub.
That's why I always call him my
bro hub.
Yeah,
man.
So hopefully we'll be having Thanksgiving there. If not, we'll just be squeezing into the townhouse that they're in currently. Yeah. Or my house. I don't know. We'll just kind of see.
Because you can be thankful and enjoy your family wherever you are.
Wherever we are. You know, wherever we are, we're going to be thankful. But I am. I'm thankful for my health. I'm thankful for the safety of our children. You know, my children, your children, my friends, my family, like everybody, you know, and just grateful for the friend circle that I have. I always say that because, you know, other than my brother and my sister, I really am not close to, I don't really have blood. I mean, I do, but I'm not close to them. Like my dad's people, we're just, you know, we're cordial, but I don't spend holidays with them and that kind of thing. It's hard to create relationships after you've had the type of, you know, with my parents' situation, it was like they went to support their brother, you know, who's my dad and all the things that happened with that. But it's just hard to create that afterward. Now, my brother is cool with them, but my brother, to me, he longs to still have whatever he can have from our parents. And I'm just, if accepted, that's I'm okay with that, you know. Yeah. So I'm thankful for that. And I look forward to eating really a lot of food, good food.
Does he normally have it catered or somebody cooking?
Well, my Mama Joyce, who helped, like she was the neighbor across the street that I was best friends with her daughters and stuff. She my brother pays her to cook like some collard greens. She cooked like macaroni and cheese, really good stuff. And then, you know, they love my potato salad. I try to get out of making it every year. Mm-hmm.
And your potato salad, do you use Hellmann's or do you use Miracle Whip?
I don't know why. Miracle Whip is not mayonnaise to me. That's dressing. I know. But I mean, your kids are accustomed to that.
Yeah.
But if I would have come in there with some Miracle Whip potato salad, baby, they'd turn me around. I'm going to tell you that right now.
I wonder if that's a Southern versus Midwest thing.
I think it's a Southern Midwest thing. I really do, because I've heard people who from the Midwest, they do the Miracle Whip. I just do not look at, I don't eat Miracle Whip on anything. It's too sweet. It's not.
So when I buy it from Publix, and because I don't think I think they use mayo.
Yeah, probably definitely or use Hellmann's. Mayo. Yeah, they use mayo for sure.
Because we call Miracle Whip mayo. Like to me, like Miracle Whip is really mayo. We use it for everything.
Yeah.
But when I buy it from Publix, I'm going to doctor it up with some Miracle Whip.
Yeah, see, no.
It would taste funny to you?
Yeah, absolutely. That's Miracle Whip is like sugary.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't know. I wouldn't add Miracle Whip to anything.
I was just curious. Yeah. I just had to know.
So that's something we plan to do. We'll be with my brother and I don't know if friend is going to be here or not. We're still working, you know, see what's what. Because his mom obviously wants him there with her.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I actually am going to look forward to just like going to the movies. We'll go to the movies on Thanksgiving night or sometime over that long Thanksgiving weekend.
Yeah.
The kids are all around. It's just a good time. DJ will be home. The boys will be home. Everybody be home. But it's not lost on me for the people that, you know, that this time is difficult, you know, for. And like I said, in early episodes, even maybe earlier today, is that you just have to allow people to love on you. You know, if people invite you out, if you just really don't feel like it, you know, take people a plate. You know what I mean? They're going to say they're not hungry, but sometimes you have to go out your way to make sure that people feel some love on that day. Yeah. Like for my godbrother, Ralph, Thanksgiving is tough for him. He lost his father on Thanksgiving many, many, many years ago, but it's still a time that is hard for him, you know? So we try to get him out. He usually comes for Thanksgiving, but sometimes he may go silent.
Right.
And so you also have to respect and love people where they are.
Yeah.
You know, you have to love and respect people. Everybody's not ready to be around and you can't get upset, even though it's hard when a person is like, I just kind of want to be left alone today, but just check on them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just check on them, that kind of thing. But I'm just thankful for life. I'm in a season where I really don't know, but I know what I want to do.
That has to feel good.
It does.
Yeah.
But I've just got to put the
things. Because clarity is power, right? So you don't know, but you do. So just knowing gives you confidence.
It gives you confidence. It makes me feel good because I have something to look forward to, something new, something that I'm going to do that's new for me, right? Mm-hmm. Because again, I just know that everything I've been through is for a reason, but I just want to help other people get unstuck. So I'm thankful for the gift of being able to communicate with other people. Them ladies last night on Kick It with Keisha told me, because a lady was bringing updates. She's about to build. One of my ladies lives in D.C. She's a builder. And she's getting ready to build 110 townhomes in Virginia.
Wow.
A black female. And she was like, you know, she was just thanking me for like when she was in a place where she didn't know and da 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 da. And the other girl was like, do you remember when she told all us we were fat? And I was like, what? I did. But they didn't give any context. Like, you can't just put that out there that I said everybody was fat.
I
said,
well, I need to hear the context.
Well, because I said me too, because okay. I was looking into the, you know, on Zoom, you have these little squares.
Yeah.
And as I was looking at the squares, I'm like, damn, everybody on here is fat. Me too. Like, all of us are fat,
you said
right?
Me too. Okay.
Right. I did. Oh, yeah. I mean, this is like 2020 and the thing of the, in the height of the pandemic when I used to have like 75 women a week. 100, and I was just looking, I was like, y'all, black women, we got to do better.
Yeah.
Like, we are eating ourselves to death. And I said, so I challenge you, you know, for all of us to start moving our bodies. You know, I know nobody's really outside, but we can walk outside, whatever. But the girl was saying that one of the ladies is like, that's what started her transformation. She looks amazing, by the way.
Oh, wow.
But she was like, I just never had anybody just say, you know, you're fat.
Call you out.
But I mean, but the accountability, I think, too, is what I'm grateful for. People who hold me accountable. I'm grateful for. I mean, I feel like my life is more fulfilled when I start my day with gratitude. Because some days it's hard. Yeah. Like today was a harder day.
You and I both.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, man, we almost. Yeah. I said, if I could have
rescheduled.
Yeah.
But it's like sometimes movement is what you have to do. Because when you lay in it, it just kind of, it's almost like you put a piece of meat in some marinade. It just marinates, you know, just sitting.
Yeah.
But if you get up and you start moving, you will find yourself moving and feeling better. You know, it might be you need to be around your girl. You might need, you know, we might need to just talk, you know.
Yeah.
But you just got to get up, get out. Like, okay, say, and get something
and push through.
Because
what you and I both did today was push through.
Yeah, absolutely. Push through. So yeah. I think that I'm grateful for that. But starting my day with gratitude makes a difference too. Do you do that?
I do.
Yeah,
I do. I start my day with a devotion. Mm-hmm. And one of my colleagues, she sends a devotion every morning. And I'm like, she's so dutiful because, and I know I'm not the only one that gets it right. So I read her devotion. Her name is Tanya. She is one of my loan officers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tanya Blanchard. Oh, yeah.
Yep. She sends
Madison
that devotion.
Capital.
Yep. Madison Capital Advisors. Like, so she sends that devotion faithfully Monday through Friday. And it always touches me. And I send it to my family. I send it to my boys and my husband. And then I also read another devotion through another app, and that sets the tone for me. That really sets the tone
for
the
day. And it's interesting. I started actually sharing mine on my Instagram story. And girl, when I go a couple of days and I don't, they'd be like, hey, y'all.
Like, what you doing?
Yeah. You like, know, people need that. People need that. So I encourage people. We've shared what we're thankful for. And I just encourage people to just write the list. Find a way to find something. And even though the times are somewhat challenging, but if you focus on what you have over what you don't have, that will expand.
Yeah.
Because what you focus on expands, right?
On expands.
So I think that that's an important lesson in this season. So, you know, we're excited for Melani Sky.
Yes.
We're excited for Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. We're excited about the people who are going to win our giveaway. You know, so we have a lot of things to look forward to. And I think that, again, if you just focus on the have over the have nots, and for those of you who are spending your first holiday without your loved one, it's hard.
Yeah,
it's hard.
But
I'm not even getting ready
through.
To. I'm not even going. What do young people say? I ain't gonna cap you down.
Yeah,
it's gonna be tough. But I hope that you will see both of us, Brandy and I, as inspiration and motivation that it gets better.
It does get better. It does.
It gets better. For those of us that follow us on Instagram, please know that we are also giving away two $100 gift cards to our to two lucky followers. And we are excited about that. We hope that it helps people during their holiday season. And I guess that's kind of it.
Yeah, I think that's it.
I think we touched on what we needed to touch on. And
we're
most importantly, we're thankful for y'all.
We are grateful for y'all.
We are grateful for y'all. Yes. We are. We came together to do this relaunch kind of in the last minute because Brandy is a bully. And
it was time. She needed to be bullied, y'all. She did.
And so we're grateful for y'all and hope that you guys will enjoy your families this holiday season. Right. And thank you again for joining us for episode 7 of Mamas on the Move 2.0.
And until next time,
keep moving, mamas.